You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network.
Hey, Chris, what are you drinking there?
Oh, you never seen one of these before?
No, what is that?
Oh, man, this is a brewery in Austin, Circle Brewing. They're right near my house, right up on Breaker Road. They got their own brewery with a bunch of stuff. This is actually, you're gonna think I'm lying. This is, I think, the best American Hefeweizen I've ever had, Circle
Brewer.
Get out. It's made in America. Yeah, yeah.
Wow. That's high praise coming from you.
Well, take a sip of this thing. Try that.
All right, let me see.
No. That wasn't the Hefeweizen. That was the IPA.
Yeah, no, that was
the Ladybird. Yeah, that's good too. Man, they make a lot of good beers. And like I said, you can come visit them at their tap room right down the street here from me, on Breaker Lane. It's delicious stuff. And they actually became the sponsor for the website, oneofus.net.
Wow. Good guys. And they live right down the street from here.
They certainly do. And you can even get their beer in convenience stores now.
Ah, convenience store. I'm going to just walk over to Circle.
Hello, this is Bradley Martin with the Screener Squad. Helping me out with a review today, my buddy Alan.
Hello and welcome.
And we'll be discussing the documentary Roll Red Roll. It's the documentary of a horrifying incident back in 2012 in the small town of Steubingville, Ohio, in which two teenagers went to trial for rape, legal and social media trial, as they call it these days, at least.
Yeah.
Lots to unpack here. So let's start.
Yeah, let's get this started. So when you see a lot of these documentaries that are talking about these social media cases or cases that have happened, they almost had to set up like some sort of either mystery or like if you ever watch People vs. OJ for American Horror Story or Making a Murder on Netflix, it's more akin to the Making a Murder because it's all real footage.
Yeah.
And what they've read from the beginning is like they're telling you straight up like, hey, this is the event that's happening. There was a party. We have all these text messages showing that there was a party, showing these people dealing with this and stuff. And this woman gets basically, they describe it very viscerously, gets drunk, unconscious, and raped, and they accuse these two boys. Now, when you see the trailer, you're like, oh, okay, they're going to unpack a mystery, and when you kind of see it, like, oh, it's true crime, right? They're going to try to solve it, right? That's what I found really interesting right away. It's like, no. Within the first 10 minutes of this, they gave you everybody. Like, we know it's the dude. We know it's some dude named Trent. We know he has an accomplice. We got hard evidence. He's on trial. Like, almost immediately from the get-go. And it's like, have you watched a lot of these documentaries like that have true crime or some sort of like incident that needs to be solved?
Yeah, I have, and that's an excellent point. Usually that's how the series works, is it'll start and say the subject worked at the hardware store, you know, and then it'll bookend the first episode with, but who else worked with him at the hardware store? Keep binging to find out.
And pretty much. And it's like, yeah, you think like, oh, maybe they're gonna string along. It's like, no, it's clear cut. So it's like,
no,
hey,
stringing, yeah,
no stringing along. Woman goes to party, deals with some guy named Trent, gets really drunk, he takes her over, rapes her, and she basically like the next day is like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah,
goes to the police, they interview all the people, and it's like within 15 minutes, hey, we solved it. So then you ask yourself like, well, what's this documentary trying to do? And over the course of the next, you know, couple minutes after they basically said, hey, this is what's happening, you kind of start hearing testimonial from people they actually got for the interview and recordings from the town, and as well as a blogger that was finding out all this stuff. And you realize this movie is actually more about rape culture than it is about the actual incident. The incident there is the focal point, but it's actually more describing the people around it, because you have situations in which you have the blogger who's finding all these texts and tweets going, oh, no, she wasn't actually raped. It was, you know, she was just drunk, or she's just regretting it, or she's making it up for attention. All of these things, you hear people going, well, you know, it was just a regret. She's just making it up. These are good boys. And you start to see a lot of this victim blaming, and that's what the focal of this documentary is. It's showing that even after all this time in 2012, like that's not that long ago, it's only a couple of years ago, is we still don't really – people still don't understand what rape is. They keep thinking it's a situation where it's like, oh, some criminal in a dark alley pushes some woman down and assaults. Like that's the most visceral, raw form. But it's like – and as one of the detectives I was on the case, it's like, no, it's – was this person able to give consent for a sexual act? And there's evidence and mounting evidence that proves – it's like, hey, she was barely, like, there's so many different people from the accused to people all saying, like, yeah, she's barely able to stand. And it's like, okay, clearly she was not able to give consent. But it was showcasing so many people from social media to people in the town to people they got for the interview. It's like, they don't really understand what this case actually was. And that was something I really actually found interesting that you don't really get to see a lot of the time. It's like, hey, this is how the people are dealing with this case.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The townspeople and how it affects them, whether it be negatively, correctly negatively, I'll say, or negative to the image. You know, after watching this, it's not surprising at all that Stephen King has Pennywise live under a small town, because this small town and a lot of small town documentaries I've noticed have the, well, let's just look the other way mentality. I don't mean to bash small towns. I live in one. But what was fascinating to me as well, and I'd love to actually see a making of this documentary, when they interviewed Vinny at the antique shop. And Vinny at the antique shop. And I laugh because that's how I deal with horror usually. He was like, well, strange thing to me, you know, things have changed so much. If we did this back when I was a kid, you know, we'd get a talking to and that's it. And he kind of said it like it's a sad thing that Things have changed.
It's kind of the whole boys will be boys type of situation, because as far as he sees, like, oh, they just got to a party, they had some fun, and now this person's getting sent to jail. And he's like, well, we talk about kids get drunk, all this stuff. And it's like, yeah, and even they had two girls there talking about it. It's like, oh, the woman that got attacked, she should take some responsibility. It's like, you have so many people from so many different backgrounds that are basically, like, again, without actually going out of their way, they are victim blaming. Yeah, and that's a majority of what this documentary is about. And that's actually why I ended up garnering so much, you know. There's a certain, I guess, quote unquote plot twist, which is something I love about documentaries, when they're able to make plot twists in real life. Like, there's something that happens. Yeah. I was like, oh shit, yo! Like 40 minutes, and I'm like, okay, now it's starting to get there. And that's what I liked about it, is that they're going through so many different perspectives. And one of the things that I respect about this documentary is they mention during the cases from different people. It's like, this case happened, it was kind of hushed quiet, but they still went to trial. But then as this blogger starts figuring it out, she's like, okay, am I just re-victimizing this person? Am I causing this person to relive all of the bullshit she just went through again? And that's something that even haunts her to the making of the video. It's like, I think I just basically made this person relive the worst experience of their life. It's like, yeah, people came out and supported her and all that jazz, but she had to relive this like so many times through so many people. And the best, compliment I give the documentary is they go out of their way to ensure that if you're watching the documentary and don't bother looking up, you have no idea what her name is. They bleep her out during interviews and they call her Jane Doe. Now, obviously they give you enough information of the town or whatever that you could look it up if you want to, but they went out of their way to try not to make sure that this is the third time she's going through this shit.
No, I agree. Incredibly respectful to the subject of what's happened to this woman. It's a horror show, but it is interesting how we all hear about this stuff. And I think, like you're saying, and I agree with you, the documentary does work best as almost a learning experience. What's so troubling is the shit these people are saying in 2012, like, well, what was she wearing? How much did she have to drink? Why would someone entice these boys like that? That goes all the way back to Eve and Dancing with the Devil in the Pale Moonlight. You know, the snake set out to trick her and destroy her, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's what we talk about today with, like, exactly. Well, what were their parents like, you know?
Exactly. In 2019, we still have people like, well, I mean, what was her deal, you know? Why don't we talk about how this could be her fault? And dude, it's disgusting.
Oh, there's a lawyer. I think he was representing the accused.
Yes.
And I could not, like, again, I don't want to spoil what he says, but he says something I literally could not believe somebody, like, because this wasn't a thing from 2012 or maybe back in his day. Like, this is something for the interview. So it's like whenever this was filmed, probably sometime last year, like they filmed him and he starts speaking and he says something. I honestly was like, okay, what century are you born in, dude? Because like, I don't even know how you had the balls to say this.
You know, that happens a lot. The documentary, man, there's so many people who are being filmed and see the camera in front of them and they say, I don't condone violence. And then the next phrase they might as well be saying, but here you go. Let's start condoning, you know, It's incredible. I don't know how the camera people and the documentarian were able to keep like from being like, whoa, wait a sec. You sound like a monster. You realize that, right? I'm putting together a movie. But
it fits with the it fits with the focal point with what they're doing is that people don't really understand rape culture. And it's like it's even difficult. Like we're doing this. And I think I said that word more times in this recording than I've said it in my entire life leading up to this moment. It's difficult for me to say that out loud because it's difficult for her to talk about it. And that they spend an exorbitant amount of time talking more about that than anything else. But I guess that leads to my only criticism is that it really just showcases how nothing has really changed. But it doesn't. It doesn't really feel like it. I don't know. It doesn't really feel like it tries to do anything about it as a result. It's like your buddy that just explains to you the movie, but that's it. Doesn't really give you like a criticism. Doesn't really have a conversation. It's like, let's just explain all this stuff happens. And then you as the viewer can make correlations to, you know, current life and how things are being treated. But there's so much, emphasis put on the audience to figure out this stuff that I think this only works in places that have heard these stories. Like, I don't think this documentary would have went over in the city in which it was about because people don't understand anything there. There's nothing in there that dictates. Like, when you see, like, a lot of stuff with the surviving R. Kelly, for instance, which is very similar, there are many people talking about it from the people that were involved to psychologists to other people that you got a sense of what they were doing. They even help people in there. And with this, it's like they simply just bring it up as a conversation piece and leave it there. I felt like by the end of it, I'm like, I didn't really feel like there was anything that was accomplished as a result of watching this documentary. And I think that's the biggest criticism I can give for a documentary.
Yeah, and I can agree with you there. Like most great documentaries, usually there is a, well, it goes through the motions of, and this has to change. But how you or I or anyone watching can change it is kind of up in the air. And I guess that's been up in the air since, as I said earlier, the dawn of time, man.
Exactly. Yeah.
But I agree with you. There actually is. I don't want to sound cynical and like, hey, this is just the way it is, because it's not. People need to realize they're better than this. They're better than this boys will be boys crap. Any boys being boys listening to me, you are better than that. Okay, yeah. Everyone keeps trying to tell you you're not and you do your shit, but don't, because you, anyways, I don't want to rant going into a PSA here.
You kind of need to. It's like, hey, stop hushing these people up. Like, yeah, exactly. Stop letting them go, you know?
Now, there's a part in the documentary where they get Anonymous involved. And I remember Anonymous, and, you know, everybody knows the Guy Fawkes masks. And, good or bad, you know, Anonymous certainly has gotten involved in a lot of things. I remember the PlayStation 4 leaks. I think Anonymous got involved in that. But having all those people show up and share their stories, that was a powerful moment.
It was.
But as you were saying before, if you don't have a story to share, how is it that you can be supportive and actually hope to change? And this is what makes it so scary. Change entire societies from understanding what's happened, what does happen, and how to prevent it from happening. So I agree. The documentary doesn't really go down that path, even though it kind of sets up like it's going to.
Yeah, it feels like it has like, hey, we're going to, I don't expect, I'm not saying this documentary should solve the world's problems, but it's like, I feel like it brings up a discussion point where it's like, I expect it's like, you know, maybe there's like ways it can go into, maybe have people discuss like, hey, how can we actually help this problem? Like they do it a little bit, but I feel like, because this documentary, like it's like an hour and 20, so it's very short, like, which is good in a sense because of what the material they're dealing with. Because it's like, I don't think you want someone to sit through 2 hours of this because it gets exhausting.
Yeah, for sure. And there are a lot of other cases similar to what's happened here. I was kind of surprised they didn't mention those. But if they're just focusing on this town, I'm not sure why they didn't push more into the football team. They did have the interrogation of the coach, and I thought that was very frightening in a way, you know.
It was very well done. Yeah. Because I felt like they could, they could have gone to. I felt like they could have went for a solid 2 hours, and I think they could have got kind of more what we wanted. Because, like, they felt like, again, it felt like it was like building something. Because there's peaks and plateaus in this movie, which is why I like documentaries, because it's like building up the stuff. And it's like, I expected there to be something, because, like, again, the most recent documentary I watched was the Fyre Festival on Netflix, and it's like that has peaks and valleys and interesting moments, yeah. And it led somewhere. Like, by the end of it, you're like, okay, this is what this bullshit led to, is the whole hashtag advertise when people right. are advertising something. Like, it felt like, okay, there's something that's accomplished as a result of this. Yes, they're completely different fucking topics. Like, holy shit, I'm not trying to compare the two. Don't get me wrong, but it's like you see the lengths in which these two documentaries go, and it's like there's some good stuff in here. It's just, I guess there's not enough good stuff.
No, I understand that. Like, it kind of scratches the surface of many, many aspects of life that kind of lead to the confusion of consent and what rape means. Like, they kind of touch on, like, in the town, there's this giant billboard. I got the note here. It says, giant-ass billboard in town says, CatholicToTheMax.com. Yeah, okay. That's weird. And then it interviews those two girls with the crosses and who talk about their faith. And then suddenly at the end of that, like, maybe she, you know, of course she didn't deserve it, but did she really do anything to, like, I mean, she needs to be held accountable. It's yeah. like, holy man.
Like this. Yeah. Cause again, people just don't understand it. And I think that more of these, cause we're seeing a lot of these documentaries now, Neverland, Surviving R. Kelly. Yeah. We're seeing a lot of this stuff happening. And I think it's important. And I'm glad that there are some documentaries that they're like, yeah, let's try to protect the victims, but this story needs to be told.
Yeah, no, I agree. And definitely the culture surrounding it is shocking. Like, I want to see a documentary of these people who were filmed watching the documentary and their faces go like, oh shit, I can't believe I said that. At least that's what my hope would be, that they would be like, I can't believe how stupid I was to say that, and I've changed now. But who knows?
Yeah, some people, even if they're horrible beliefs, they stand by them.
Oh, that's depressing. What a depressing note to end on. All right. And yeah, they had a sign that's like kick off for Jesus. Like, my parents are the most Christian people I know, and they've never said anything to the equivalent of this garbage that was coming out of all these people's mouths. Again, my freaking cousin, his name's John, he's practically my brother. Went to law school, did all the lawyering stuff, you know, has his degree. I've never heard him talk like, well, you know, what is consent? So I certainly don't want them to dig into and try to single out people, but holy cow, maybe they should. It's just all up in the air by the end of this, especially when they open up with kind of, you know, sorry. What I'm saying is, towards the end of it, they do open up another path, and they're like, and look at this. Look how bad it truly is. And they kind of show that, but just briefly, and then suddenly it's over. You know, so,
yeah, I wouldn't they say wanted more, like, yeah. Or they could have done more easily.
Right. I'm not saying this had to be another Netflix true crime series. You know, any attempt at exposing this kind of disgusting wound in not just a small town culture. This goes to the top. You know, anyone can see that living in today's time.
Oh yeah,
it's certainly a virtuous and a noble act. But I don't know. I kind of wish there was a little bit more into some kind of resolve. Maybe they were worried about defamation, and rightfully so. You know, like the law blogger that was featured in this was very brave to open up about all the defamation crap she went through. So,
Yeah.
Well, now that we're at about a good one third of what this movie's length is, so why don't you get into your final thought?
Final thoughts is, I think that it's always difficult for me to say, especially with these cases, whether or not the documentary was good or I enjoyed my time watching it. But the best way to set them up is I think it's well made. I think that has a lot of strong pushes, but I feel like it has a lot of weak moments. But I think overall, I think it's a good watch, and it's something that I think more people people should watch, because I think this conversation needs to be more in the forefront. And yeah, that's basically about it. I think it's well, very well made.
Yeah, and I agreed with I agreed with everything you said about this review. I really appreciate you watching this with me here so I could review it. And my final thought, it's probably going to sound like another PSA, but I think this should be seen. I think the interrogation footage that they have, the actual interrogation footage, it's fascinating. It's shown as it is, too, I noticed, at least based on my perspective. And that's a lot different than some true crime things I've seen in the past. The multiple angles that it comes at, maybe they had too many angles and they just ran out of time. Like, what happens to bloggers that cover stuff like this? Yeah. What happens to the town? How the people of the town feel? What a football program goes through? What parents of victim and of the monsters, I'll just say, go through? You know, just tried to cover a ton of stuff without really piercing through on any particular subject, and that's not too bad of a critique, considering that I am so glad people are making documentaries about this.
Oh yeah,
so yeah, very well made. I would say 8 deleted tweets out of 10, and the trigger warnings are all there for anybody who's you know, looking forward to seeing this. So yeah, I would say you owe it to yourself to give this a look and just get rid of any garbage in your head about how, well, maybe the victims deserved it, because just get rid of it, and I promise you'll have a happier life, and you'll be able to make other people's lives happier too, not just by being there for them, but by stopping all that shit at the source. So,
I'll give my rating real quick because I think I forgot. I basically give it I give it 7 thrown out cases out of 10.
Yeah, there you go. I appreciate it. Well, thank you everybody for joining us. We'll have a lot more upbeat reviews with a lot less serious tone, but this is a very serious subject. And any way you can find out you can make a difference, good for you.